Namaste. I'm Alex, and I have created this podcast featuring a gentle yoga practice for lower back care. The sequence is approximately 30 minutes and designed for you to enjoy in the comforts of your own home. To prepare, you'll need enough space to accommodate your yoga mat. And ideally, the space is free of any potential distractions and excess clutter. In addition to your yoga mat, I recommend using a blanket, a bolster, a block, and a strap. And if you don't have these yoga props, you can always improvise with a towel in place of the blanket, a firm cushion in place of the bolster, and find a hardbound book that is approximately the same length and width of a yoga block. And in addition to these yoga props, you may want to, if you use an eye pillow when we eventually get into Shavasana, have that close by. I recommend turning the lights down and creating a serene and tranquil environment for yourself to practice in. Once you have everything prepared, come to your mat and ease onto your belly. Arriving here on your belly, bend your elbows and stack your hands and rest your forehead on your hands. Take a moment. You may want to gently rock your pelvis a little bit side to side in an effort to release any tightness in through the lower back, any sense of gripping or clenching in through your buttocks, and become still here in crocodile. Tops of your feet are resting on your mat. Shift your feet and legs so they're a little wider than your hips. Inhale deeply through your nostrils and exhale slowly through your mouth, trying to relax your muscles as much as possible and settle down. Just taking this initial time here in crocodile, which is a wonderful asana that helps to ground our energy. And here with your eyes closed, you begin to turn your attention to your inner environment. Connect with your breath and begin to slow down and deepen your breath. And for those of you that notice that your mind is still overly active, I recommend counting your breath. Inhale slowly, 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale completely. 2, 3, 4. Make an effort to create a balanced and smooth rhythm from inhale to exhale, free of any potential struggle or strain. And settling here for a few additional breath cycles. And as you connect with your next inhale breath, begin to very slowly lift your head just enough that you can ease your hands out and start to straighten your arms. Lower your forehead back down to your mat. And here, reach out through your fingertips and reach all the way out and down through your toes. Become aware of the length of your spine. From crocodile, bend your knees so the soles of your feet are directed towards the ceiling, and begin to rock your legs side to side. Nice and slow to release through the lower back. And then begin to slow down the rocking of your legs and lower your feet, your legs and feet to your mat once again. And we'll prepare to transition. Bend your elbows and place your hands by your lower ribs. With your inhale breath, push yourself up to your knees, arriving into tabletop, hands and knees position. Here I recommend placing a blanket underneath your knees so you have additional padding and support. As you settle into tabletop, take a moment and assess your alignment, placing your hands directly underneath your shoulders and your knees directly underneath your hips. Then begin to very slowly circle your pelvis around. You can start with smaller circles. Then the circles can begin to get a little bigger if that feels comfortable for you. Some of you may enjoy shifting your pelvis towards your heels. Allow some of this circular movement to travel up your spine into your neck and head. And you want to open up your mouth and stretch out your face and your jaw to release any excess tension. So creating these pelvic circles is just an opportunity for you to tune into how your lower back is feeling. There's no right or wrong way to do this movement, so there's really no need to overthink it. Continuing to develop your breath, and now slow down and reverse your direction. Arrive to a neutral position, returning to tabletop, and we'll prepare now to move in and out of cat and cow. Beginning with your next exhale breath, begin to tuck your tailbone and round your spine towards the ceiling. Release your head heavy, moving into cat. And as you inhale, begin to slowly shift, tilting your tailbone upward, lowering your abdomen downward, and feel that sense of gliding your upper chest through your arms, moving into cow. Exhale, once again, tucking your tailbone, rounding your spine, release your head, and inhale, moving into cow. So continue several additional rounds, moving with your breath, keeping your hands actively pressing down as well as the tops of your feet. And as you inhale, your belly can be a little more relaxed, and with your exhale breath, begin to ride that natural contracting action, drawing your lower abdomen and your navel back towards your spine. And after your next exhale breath in your cow, inhale to a neutral position, then ease slowly down onto your belly once again, and come to your forearms. And shift here so your elbows are tracking directly underneath your shoulders. And shift your feet and your legs so they're a little wider than your hips and pelvis. And then rest the tops of your feet down. Moving into Sphinx pose, I'd like you to try to relax your lower body. From your pelvis, from your buttocks, down into your legs and into your feet. Allow the muscles to be relaxed and feel the weight of the front of your pelvis down and through the tops of your legs and into the tops of your feet becoming very heavy. Tune into your upper body here, and in an effort to stabilize your shoulders, begin to press your inner elbows and your forearms down and attempt to widen or broaden along through your collarbones as you direct your shoulder blades downward away from your ears. I recommend continuing here in Sphinx with your neck and head in a neutral position. However, if you hold a lot of tension in through the back of your neck, you may want to lower your head a little bit and gently rock your neck and head side to side. That can always feel nice. We'll pause here in Sphinx pose for 5 additional breath cycles. And Sphinx pose is a wonderful way to support the natural curvature of your lumbar spine. And as we age, that lumbar spine, the curvature begins to diminish. And if we spend a lot of time in a seated position or are prone to holding a lot of our tension in through our lower back, that can add a lot of compression in through the lumbar vertebras. And this is a nice way, again, to articulate the length. Inhale deeply, and with your exhale breath, slowly shift. Once again, extend your arms out in front of you, lower your forehead down, bend your knees, soles of your feet towards the ceiling, and rock your legs side to side, releasing out of Sphinx pose. Rest the tops of your feet down, bend your elbows, hands by your lower ribs, push up to your knees, and with your exhale breath, begin to glide your pelvis back to your heels, moving into child's pose, balasana. So this is where some of you may want to work with a bolster, opening your knees and your legs a little wider. You can work with a bolster or cushion, resting your chest upon the support. Some of you may feel that it feels all right to just rest your chest on your thighs as you extend your arms out in front of you. So either way, depending on what feels best for you. Balasana is a wonderful counter posture after Sphinx, articulating the length of your spine in a wonderful way to release tension in through your lower back. We're obviously compressing in through the front of our bodies here, so I'd like you to really direct your attention into your lower back and try to expand the breath into that lower back area directly below your lower ribs and directly above the crest of your pelvis. Create a little more space through there. Inhale deeply, and as you exhale, begin to walk your arms and your torso over to the left, as far over to the left as possible, creating a lateral flexion with your spine. Once you settle into a comfortable depth for yourself, stack your right hand on top of your left and breathe slowly and deeply into the right side of your body. Inhale to a neutral position, and with your next exhale breath, walk your arms and torso over to the left as far over as possible and stack your left hand on top of your right. And direct your breath into the left side of your body, to the left side of your lower back. Slow, deep breathing. With your next inhale, gently shift and rock your weight forward, returning to your tabletop. And then sit back on your heels and then shift to either side and swing your legs out in front of you, and we'll arrive to a seated position with our legs extended in front of us, moving into Dandasana, staff pose. And this is where I recommend working with either your blanket or towel, so you can sit up on a little lift, a little support. You can always roll up the back edge of your yoga mat to provide that lift and support. What we're trying to create here is a very subtle forward or anterior tilt with your pelvis. And as you create that subtle shift through your pelvis, that will help to minimize any potential strain or unnecessary overstretching through your upper hamstrings. And speaking of hamstrings, those of you with really tight hamstrings, you may want to bend your knees as much as necessary. And you can also place a rolled up towel behind the back of your knees. So here in Dandasana, I'd like you to begin to flex your ankles and your feet, very similar to when you're standing. Lower your arms down by your side. Close your eyes and return to your breath and make an effort to sit up a little taller, awareness of the extension of your spine rising upward. One of the ways that we can support our lower back is by building and developing core strength. Being very aware of how we're seated here. And to refine our seated position even more, bring your attention now to the base of your spine, your sacrum. And from your sacrum, travel all the way up to the base of your skull, to your occipital lobe, and try to align these two polar ends of your spine, stacking one on top of the other. With your next inhale breath, reach and extend your arms out to the side and all the way up overhead. And as you exhale, begin to fold any amount over your legs. And so some of you, the reality may be that you're only able to fold forward a millimeter or an inch, and that's just fine. Avoid overstraining, especially through your hamstrings. And some of you may be able to comfortably connect your hands with your feet. And to begin with, create a very subtle tuck of your chin towards your upper chest and make an effort to keep your neck and your head aligned with the rest of your spine. Relax your shoulders and return to your breath. So here in Paschimottanasana, we're simultaneously getting into the lower back, giving our spine a stretch, and we're also beginning to get into the hamstrings. Chances are if you have tight hamstrings, your lower back is often tight and feels strained, or vice versa. Continue here for a few additional breath cycles. With your next inhale breath, rise up, extending your arms up, extension through your spine, and as you exhale, lower your arms down. And shifting here once again to your belly. And so similar emphasis as we began, I'd like you to rest your forehead and the tops of your feet down. Make sure that your mat is cleared of any props. And then begin to bend your elbows and place your hands by your lower ribs and hug your arms into the sides of your torso so you minimize any potential space. Start to press down firmly through the tops of your feet, lift your kneecaps up, and lengthen through your tailbone as you draw your navel and your lower belly back towards your spine, preparing for Cobra, Bhujangasana. So we want to think here about the length and extension through the lower back and also supporting that length and extension by engaging our abdominal muscles. As you connect with your next inhale breath, begin to lift your upper chest and your head off your mat. Just beginning here with a small back bend. You don't need to get too deep into it. Tuck your chin slightly, again towards your upper chest, and become aware of the length through the back of your neck. Avoid jutting your face or your chin up towards the ceiling. Bhujangasana, very similar to Sphinx, it helps to articulate the natural curvature of the lower back as we simultaneously strengthen the lower back muscles. Continuing here for a few more breaths, feet are actively pressing down, legs are strong and engaged. And with your exhale, slowly release, lowering your forehead, and with your inhale, push up to your knees, and as you exhale, glide your pelvis back to your heels, returning to child's pose. And you can always work with a prop here if that feels better for you. Releasing here out of our Cobra Bhujangasana for a couple more breaths. And as you connect with your next inhale, sit up once again and swivel your legs out in front of you and ease more towards the top end of your mat and make your way onto your back, hugging your legs into your chest and slowly rocking back. As you settle here on your back, rock a little bit side to side. And try to slow down the rocking. Legs rock slowly over to the right, neck and head to the left. Legs rock over to the left, neck and head gently rocks over to the right. Giving the two polar ends of your spine a little massage as well as a little direction. Arrive to a neutral position. And place your left foot on your mat and cross your right ankle over the top of your left knee, moving into thread the needle. Some of you may want to stay here with your left foot on your mat. If you'd like to take it a little deeper, lift your left foot up and thread your right arm through the eye of the needle and interlace your fingers behind the back of your left thigh. As you exhale, begin to draw your left leg into your chest, and with your inhale breath, begin to press your right forearm into your upper inner thigh. I recommend flexing both of your feet and ankles, so you can track the alignment from your ankles to your knees into your hips. Close your eyes and try to relax as much as possible through your upper body. You may even want to part your lips and your teeth a little bit if you're prone to holding tension through the back of your jaw. Just a few additional breath cycles here. And slowly shift and release out of thread the needle. If you'd like to rock it out a little bit or any kind of counter movement that feels intuitive to you, take a moment to enjoy that. Some of you may just want to be still and rest your feet on your mat and just observe the results of thread the needle. Prepare for the other side. Right foot is on your mat. Now cross your left ankle over the top of your knee. Continuing here, if this is a healthy depth for you, those of you taking it deeper, lift your right foot up and thread your left arm through the eye of the needle, interlacing your fingers behind the back of your right thigh. Exhale, breath. Start to draw your right thigh towards your chest and inhale. Actively press your left forearm into your upper inner thigh. Flex both of your feet and ankles and direct your full breath and attention deep into that left hip. Connecting with your exhale breath, slowly release out of thread the needle. Any kind of transitional movement that's helpful for you. And then as you begin to slow down, continue here with your knees bent and lower your feet to your mat. Walk your feet to the outer edges of your mat and bring your inner thighs and your inner knees together. Extend your arms out to the side in a T-shape, palms directed upward. Inhale deeply, and with your exhale breath, rock your feet and legs over to the left. Just don't need to pick up your feet at all, just rock them over to the left. Try to be a little more relaxed, a little more passive here. Close your eyes, slow deep breathing. Inhale to a neutral position and exhale. Rock your feet and your legs over to the right. And as you settle here on the other side, if you feel like you need any support, if you feel any strain or unhealthy sensations in through your lower back, then you may want to prop your legs up using your bolster, blanket, or block. Similar emphasis here, try to soften into the shape as much as possible. Inhale to a neutral position. And shift here, lift your feet up, hug your legs into your chest. And then slowly lower and extend one leg at a time, preparing for corpse pose, Shavasana. So as you prepare here, you may need to adjust your environment, turning the lights down, closing the drapes. I recommend using either your bolster or a rolled up blanket or towel underneath the back of your knees. This is a good way to support your lower back. Some of you may want to cover yourself up if your environment is chilly. You can always use an eye pillow, placing that over your eyes to settle into deeper relaxation. And arms resting down by your side, turning your palms upward. Inhale deeply through your nostrils and exhale slowly and completely through your mouth. Inhaling through your nostrils. Exhaling through your mouth, letting go. And one final round, relaxing your body completely upon your exhale breath. And then settling into Shavasana, resume breathing through your nostrils. This is a posture that teaches us how to surrender and how to trust in the unconditional support that is always available to us. So here, as your body takes rest, make an effort to keep your mind somewhat calm yet alert. Follow the pathway of your breath as it enters and exits your body. Begin to deepen your breath. Wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes, very slow and intentional movement as you transition out of Shavasana. Bend your knees, place your feet on your mat, and slowly ease over to your right side. And pause here for at least a few breaths in the fetal position. Guide yourself upright and settle into a comfortable and supported seated position. You can always sit with your legs extended out in front of you if sitting cross-legged is uncomfortable for any reason. I recommend sitting up on a little lift and support, a prop of your choice, taking care that your hips and your pelvis are elevated above your knees. And as you settle in, close your eyes. And bring your attention to the gravitational force flowing down through your body. Begin to feel that sense of being weighted and grounded down through your pelvis, through your seat. And from the earth plane, begin to engage your abdominal muscles in an effort to encourage the length and extension in your spine moving upward. And as you make an effort to sit a little taller, begin to relax and soften through your shoulders, your face, back and through your jaw, and down into your heart. Return to your breath and turn your attention inward, and we'll sit quietly for a brief moment in an effort to observe the results of our asana practice. And shift your attention and bring your palms to your heart, Anjali Mudra. And bow to your heart, acknowledging your efforts. May all beings everywhere be happy and free from suffering. And I wish you a very peaceful day. Namaste.